There's still people in the community who have not heard of us. So I thought, well, any way to get our name out there and reach a different group of people, particularly, and I'm not an ageist person because we have a wide range of people in our chorus, but it's nice to reach that age group of younger women who perhaps have done a lot of singing in their school days and then have gone on with their life and are just not singing anymore because they don't have an avenue for doing it. And there's a lot of people who have singing lessons who don't actually have solo voices, and unless they want to get into musical theatre, which not everybody's got the time to be in musical theatre, and it's more of a project thing and then it finishes, whereas ours is a constant. We rehearse every Wednesday night.
Jen, one of the things that Nina specialises in is photography, and being such an audio-based medium of yours, how were you hoping that the choir would translate to photographs?
Well, we actually are called a chorus rather than a choir because we do put a lot of emphasis on the visual side of our performance. It's more like, you know, if you do Gilbert and Sullivan, you have the chorus. You have an opera, you have the chorus. You don't have the choir. So we call ourselves a chorus because showmanship is a big part of what we do. Our costumes are a big part of what we do. We have choreography plans for a lot of our songs, and we are a very visual type of choir.
Glory, if he gets it wrong, he make the ring a go. Click, go, the shears, boys, click, click, click.
Nina, career just turning to you. You've documented a few women's groups in the Illawarra now. This is obviously a perfect fit for you to come and work with these ladies.
Yes, it is. It's been really interesting, actually. I've always actually thought about singing and learning how to sing, and it's been interesting to see how it all comes together. And visually, it's been challenging at times as well, because you're like, how do I, you know, display what these women do? But after 3 months, I've really, you know, some great images have come together of the women. Their passion has come through in the photos. And well, as a photographer, your job is to be invisible and to try and capture something without being too intrusive. And I think that's the secret to being a good photographer. And so it's basically you've got to make everyone feel comfortable. You've got to be comfortable with them. And so, yeah, I just sort of stood in the background and got my little lens out and took some shots and tried to sort of smile and make eye contact and make them feel comfortable. And after a while, it was great. And as I was saying to Jan before, it's sad because it's only been 3 months. And I only feel like I'm really getting to know the ladies now. And I'd like to spend more time with them. And because you do, you form relationships and bond with people, even without talking to them, just by, you know, just by being there and listening to what they're doing and seeing their progress. You know, so it's been great.
And it's just a one-off exhibition as well in the Regent Theatre. That what's the exhibition look like to you? You're obviously happy with how it's come together, but what can people see?
Basically, it's just snapshots, mostly of the women rehearsing and sort of, you know, in their everyday sort of clothing, you know, in their everyday lives coming together. I'm actually looking forward to seeing them perform on Saturday because I feel like, am I going to miss out? Am I going to be able to see them? Because I've been watching them rehearse and practice and prepare for the show, and especially the choreography with Denise Foy and you guys. It's been really enjoyable watching them getting all the moves together and all the choreography.
You can see she's got the right moves.
And I keep on going home and like, sort of humming songs all night and waking up in the middle of the night singing It's Raining Men, or, you know. Yeah.
Jen McCarthy, just coming back to you, the partnership's worked for you, has it?
Yes, I have felt very comfortable with Nina, actually, and when she walks in, it's just like, yeah, here's another person who fits in. She's just been there, and, I think we've all felt quite as if she... Everyone keeps saying, well, you've got to join the chorus now because you know us and you're on the way to knowing the songs and you know the choreography already. I can see that. But then she also encouraged us to do a flash mob down at the Shell Harbour Rotary Markets a few weeks ago. She said, you've got to get out and do a flash mob. I said, well, I've always wanted to do a flash mob. So we talked to the Shell Harbour Rotary Club and said, can we come and sing at your markets?
It can be a bit hard sometimes looking at photographs of yourself, but when you look at Nina's exhibition now, what do you think?
I haven't seen much of what she's done. She's keeping it pretty much a secret for us. I've seen a couple of little video clips and a couple of photos and things. But look, I understand completely the difficulty of taking photos of people when they're singing. Because we've always got our mouth open or our eyes shut or, you know, I've got some very funny photos at home of snaps taken of people singing in chorus. You know, if you freeze frame anybody in the act of singing, it is so hard to get people actually looking attractive sometimes.
That's why I've taken, you know, probably about over 1,000 photos. You know, you have to constantly try and get that shot. And sometimes it happens by accident, but, yeah, especially with the movement and the mouths being wide open. But I promise I've looked after the ladies. I won't do too much.